All right, so you want to grow your email list, huh? We're going to dive deep into that today.
Yeah.
We've got some excerpts here all about building a newsletter audience. And I think this is really going to resonate with you guys listening because it's not just about getting a ton of subscribers.
Right.
Like, who cares if you have thousands of people on your list if they don't actually care about what you're saying?
Right. Exactly. It's
Yeah.
about quality over quantity.
Yes, exactly. It's about building those genuine relationships with your readers, like
Yeah.
making them feel like they're part of a community.
Like this source is saying, we got to challenge that idea that success is just measured by subscriber count.
I love that. So true.
Like, really?
You know, it's about treating your subscribers like actual human beings,
Yeah.
not just numbers on a spreadsheet.
Real people who have chosen to let you into their inboxes.
And that is huge. That is a privilege.
Yeah, like a direct line of communication
You
with
want...
people who are interested in what you have to say.
Yes. And it's not something to take lightly.
No, it comes with a responsibility.
For sure.
You got to deliver consistent value. You can't just be blasting out your message.
So true.
You got to enrich their lives in some way.
Yeah. And it all starts with making it super easy for people to subscribe in the first place.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the author of this piece talks about prominent sign-up forms, clear calls to action,
Yeah.
even dedicated landing pages that explain the benefits of joining your list.
I don't know about dedicated landing pages. Sometimes I think a simple sign-up form on your website is enough.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about that.
Well, people are already on your website. They're engaged with your content. Why send them somewhere else?
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I guess it depends.
Yeah.
Maybe if your website's really busy, then a separate landing page would be better.
Right. Or if you have a clean, minimalist website, maybe a form is all you need.
That's a great point. It's all about what works best for you and your audience.
Yeah.
Speaking of audience, there's a fascinating anecdote in here about a platform called You Are the Media, or YATM.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
The author started this newsletter back in 2013, basically from scratch. And they built this amazing community over time.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Right. Even if you're starting from zero, it's not impossible.
No, not at all.
I'm really curious, did they share any specific strategies they used in those early days?
Oh, yeah, for sure. One thing that stood out to me was they were very proactive about promoting their newsletter.
Oh, interesting.
They didn't just wait for people to find them. They
Yeah.
shared it on social media. They told everyone they knew about it. They were constantly looking for creative ways to get the word out.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You can't just expect people to magically discover your newsletter, especially when you're first starting out.
Definitely not. You got to be your own biggest cheerleader.
So true.
Yeah.
And they also talked about providing proof of value up front.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial.
Yeah, instead of just saying, hey, subscribe to my newsletter, they actually showed people what they would get out of it.
Exactly. Show them the benefits.
Like, what kind of things did they do?
Well, they shared snippets of past newsletters.
Oh, cool.
They highlighted testimonials from happy subscribers.
That's smart.
Yeah, they really went all out to demonstrate the value people could expect.
It's like giving people a sneak peek behind the curtain so
Exactly.
they can see for themselves what they're signing up for. I love that approach. Did they share any specific tactics for doing that? Like, what kind of snippets did they use, or how did they collect those testimonials?
Unfortunately, that's where the article gets a little vague.
Oh,
It doesn't go into too much detail,
that's right.
but still, it's a good takeaway.
For sure, proof of value is key.
Definitely.
Now, I'm curious about the flip side of that. The author also talks about some early mistakes they made.
Oh, yeah, everyone makes mistakes.
Right? Like feeling invisible, not promoting enough, and making it all about the transaction instead of the relationship.
Those are all very common pitfalls, especially when you're first starting out.
Right? It's all part of the process.
The important thing is to learn from those mistakes and adjust your approach accordingly.
Exactly. And the good news is, the author did just that. They learned some valuable lessons from those early stumbles, and they developed some concrete strategies to overcome them. So let's dive into those now.
Okay, sounds good.
One thing that really stood out to me was their realization that simply saying, subscribe to our newsletter, wasn't compelling enough.
Oh, yeah, you got to give people a reason to subscribe. They need to understand what's in it for them.
Exactly. It's about moving away from that transactional mindset
Yeah.
and focusing on building genuine connections.
Absolutely.
But how do you actually do that?
Yeah.
How do you go from a generic call to action to something that really resonates with people?
Well, one strategy they mentioned was personalizing the sign-up process.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of just a generic form,
Yeah.
they tried to make it more engaging.
Okay.
Like maybe ask a question related to their content or offer a choice between different newsletter topics.
Ooh, that's smart. I like that.
Yeah, it's a subtle shift.
But it can make a big difference.
It makes people feel seen and heard.
Yes, it's not just a faceless form anymore. It's an invitation to start a conversation.
Exactly.
What other strategies did they try?
They also talked about articulating the benefits of subscribing very clearly and concisely. And instead of just listing general topics,
Right.
they highlighted specific outcomes or takeaways that subscribers could expect.
I like that. It's about focusing on the value you're providing, not just the content itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they give any examples of how they did that?
They mentioned using phrases like get actionable tips to boost your productivity
Okay.
or discover hidden gems in your city that you never knew existed.
Oh, I love that.
It's about painting a picture of what people can gain.
That's so much more compelling than just saying, sign up for my newsletter about productivity
Right.
or get updates on local events. It gives people a clear sense of what they'll get out of it.
For sure.
Awesome. And they also talked about using strong visuals to capture attention.
Oh, yeah, visuals are huge.
Yeah, instead of just a plain text form.
Right.
They experimented with eye-catching images or graphics that related to their content. Makes sense. Visuals can be so powerful
They really grab people's attention.
and convey a sense of your brand's personality.
Absolutely.
Did they mention any specific examples?
Sadly, not in these excerpts,
Oh, okay.
but it's definitely something to keep in mind.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially if you're visually oriented or your content lends itself well to imagery.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's amazing how even just tweaking your sign-up process can make such a big difference in attracting subscribers.
It really can.
But the real challenge is keeping them engaged once they're on your list.
That's the next step.
That's what we'll talk about
I'm
next.
excited to dive into that.
Me too.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
We'll be right back. It's like once they've signed up, how do you keep them coming back for more?
Right. Like, how do you actually keep them engaged? The author made this really interesting point.
Okay.
They said, every email is an opportunity to, like, make someone's day better, to inspire an idea or spark a connection.
That's a good goal.
It is a pretty high bar,
Yeah.
but I love that way of thinking about it.
It's true, though. Email is powerful. Like, it's not just about sending out information.
Right.
You can really create a meaningful experience for your readers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So how do you actually do that? Like, what were some of the author's suggestions for turning that lofty goal into something actionable?
Well, they talked about treating subscribers like individuals,
Okay.
not just a big mass of people.
Yeah.
Like you're speaking to them one-on-one.
Right. So, like, having that personal touch.
Exactly. Using a conversational tone, just like you would if you were talking to a friend.
That makes sense. It's about building those relationships, not just blasting out messages,
For sure.
but how do you do that and still deliver valuable content consistently?
Yeah, it's a balance.
Right.
The author said to think of each email as like a mini gift.
Ooh, I like that.
What little piece of knowledge, inspiration, or entertainment can you offer that's gonna brighten their day or give them something to think about?
I love that analogy. It totally reframes email marketing.
Yeah.
It's not about selling or promoting.
Yeah.
It's about giving.
Exactly.
Did they give any specific examples of these mini gifts?
They did. They talked about sharing a quick tip or trick
Okay.
related to their niche or highlighting an inspiring quote or story, even just recommending a book or a movie or a podcast that they enjoyed.
I love that. That's such a good idea.
Yeah, just finding those little nuggets of value to sprinkle in.
To keep people coming back for more. And they
Exactly.
also talked about encouraging interaction.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Like, don't just talk at your subscribers.
Right.
Invite them to respond.
Ask questions, share
Yeah.
their thoughts.
Turn it into a two-way conversation.
Absolutely. It shows you care.
It shows you value their input. Exactly.
Yeah.
What are some ways to encourage that interaction?
Well, you could end your emails with a question.
Okay.
You could run polls or surveys, even just encourage people to hit reply and share their thoughts.
That's so simple, but so effective.
It is.
It makes it clear you're open to communication.
Yeah, you want to hear from them.
Did the author give any examples of how they've used these strategies successfully?
Not in these excerpts,
Oh,
but
okay.
I've definitely seen it work.
In your own experience.
Oh, yeah. When you open up that dialogue,
Yeah.
it strengthens the connection with your subscribers
Right.
and you get valuable feedback.
Which helps you improve your content.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of value, The author also talked about respecting your subscribers' time.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. People are inundated with emails these days.
So true. You got to make sure your newsletter is actually worth their time.
It's got to be worth that click.
Exactly. Yeah. So how do you do that?
Mm.
How do you create content that people actually want to read?
Well, first and foremost, they said quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Better to send one amazing email a month than four mediocre ones.
I love that. You got to make every email count.
Exactly.
So how do you ensure that quality?
They said to be ruthless with your editing.
Okay.
Cut out anything that's not absolutely essential.
Yeah.
Make sure every sentence has a purpose.
That's such good advice.
Yeah.
It's so easy to want to share everything.
It is.
But sometimes less is more.
Definitely.
Any other tips for writing compelling content?
Yeah, they talked about writing in a clear, concise, and engaging style.
Okay.
Use strong verbs, vivid imagery, a conversational tone.
It's like you're writing a novel.
Yeah, you want to draw people in.
And keep them hooked till the very end.
Exactly.
Did they give any specific techniques for achieving that engaging style?
Well, they mentioned storytelling.
Okay.
Incorporating humor, asking thought-provoking questions.
Well, they...
Make your emails feel like a conversation, not a lecture.
I think those tips apply to any kind of writing.
Yeah, they do.
It's all about connecting with your audience.
On a human level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of connecting, the author also talked about building a sense of community.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Around your newsletter. How do you do that through email?
Well, you could highlight reader contributions.
Okay.
Showcase subscriber successes. Create opportunities for people to connect with each other.
What kind of things?
Well, they mentioned creating a dedicated Facebook group for their subscribers.
Oh, cool.
Hosting online Q&A sessions, even organizing in-person meetups in different cities.
Wow, that's taking it to the next level.
It is. It's amazing how you can extend that email connection into a broader community experience.
It all comes back to building those genuine relationships.
Exactly.
It's not just about sending emails. It's about fostering connections, creating a sense of belonging, and ultimately making a positive impact on people's lives.
Well said. It's about building something meaningful that goes beyond the inbox.
I love that.
Yep.
Now, I think it's important to acknowledge that this whole approach takes time and effort.
Oh, for sure.
It's not a quick fix.
It's a long game.
It is. Did the author address that?
They did. They talked about the importance of patience and persistence. Building a loyal audience takes time.
It does.
You got to be consistent with your efforts.
Right.
And be willing to experiment and adjust your approach along the way.
That's such a good reminder, especially in today's world of instant gratification.
It is. It's about playing the long game.
Yeah.
And focusing on those genuine connections.
The ones that last.
Exactly.
Now, I know you've got a great final thought from the author.
I do.
That really captures the essence of this whole approach to email marketing. What is it?
All right, so the author's parting thought was this. Every email is an opportunity to make someone's day better, inspire an idea, or spark a connection.
Ooh, I love that.
It's such a beautiful sentiment.
It is.
It really makes you think about the potential impact you can have.
Yeah, it shifts the focus away from those metrics and open rates and brings it back to the human connection.
Exactly.
There's a real person on the other end of every email.
Right.
Someone with their own hopes and dreams and challenges.
And you have the ability to touch their lives in a positive way.
Just through your words.
Pretty powerful stuff.
It really is. It's a privilege and a responsibility.
It is.
We should never take that for granted.
No, we shouldn't.
You know, we talked earlier about those early connections.
Yeah.
When your audience is still small and how those can be some of the most powerful.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. In the beginning, it's easy to get discouraged.
Right.
You feel like you're talking to an empty room.
Yeah, your subscriber list is tiny.
Exactly. But those early subscribers.
Yeah.
They're your pioneers.
I love them.
They believed in you before anyone else did.
They're like your founding members.
Exactly. Yeah. They took a chance on you and your vision.
And those early relationships, they just have a different feel.
They do. There's a deeper level of trust and loyalty there.
Because they've been there from the start.
Right. They've seen your journey.
They're invested in your success.
It's like you're building something together.
I love that analogy. It's a shared adventure.
And those early supporters, they can become your biggest advocates.
Oh, yeah. They spread the word organically.
Exactly.
They help you grow your audience.
So, yeah, nurture those early relationships.
They'll feel valued.
It's all about building that strong foundation.
One connection at a time.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything in this deep dive into building meaningful email relationships.
I think so.
What a fascinating exploration.
It really has been.
So to our listener, take these insights to heart.
Yeah. Start small, focus on quality.
And most importantly, remember that every email is an opportunity to make a positive impact.
Beautifully said. Never underestimate the power of genuine connection.
No matter how small your audience may be.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time for another insightful exploration of the ideas that matter.